Log Talk Radio.
Do we want to get right?
Back down. Hey, welcome to Mega News Nation Thursday Roundtable Thursday night. And I am Willie Bernard with the Fruitless Fragments, Rust and Hoo. And I tell you what, this bipolar weather is crazy again. It was windy a little while ago. Now it's like fixing the rain, so who knows what's going to happen here in the next 5 minutes. It could be snowing, so you never know here in this part of the state. And I tell you what, things have been kind of quiet. I haven't heard from Derek today on the visit that was going on there with Alex Beast and stuff, but I'm pretty sure we will hear from him. So right now, we're going to kind of like leave it alone at this point and let him handle everything, and then we will be getting reports and stuff, so do continue on that. Meanwhile, we'll be talking about the impeachment and so forth that's going forward. And Berger Russell, how you doing, brothers?
I'm doing well tonight. Thank you, Joseph. Hey, Virgil.
Hey, bro. Think, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Before we get into the impeachment thing, being this is a round table, what I find fairly amusing is that while we have this big impeachment show going on, we've been slowly sliding 14,000 armed service members into Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
What are your thoughts on that? I mean, there we go. I thought we were done with all that.
Right, and my thoughts on that, something's cooking. You know, something's cooking and everything. And also, I heard there's Iran who are gearing up too. So there's something going on between Iran and everything. So, but I can tell you, you know, while all this distraction, Trump has been pretty busy behind the scenes, you know, and not worrying about anything, doing what he's supposed to do. So is the other members as well. But, you know, this is getting mighty serious.
I told y'all it wasn't going to be no down 51 down vote on this thing, that it would go to trial. Did I not?
Yeah, you sure did. We were hoping it would, because now this whole thing, they'll have to bring Pelosi in, Schiff in. But y'all know they're going to plead the fifth, right?
They're not going to come in.
Mm-hmm. Which means when they do all that, guess what? They can throw out the hearing and say, you know what? No impeachment.
But, I mean, if they're subpoenaed, they may have to, and then they'll go in and plead the fifth, of course. But because they don't have executive privilege, so they might be screwed. But like, again, they're not going to say anything. I mean, this is just a big dog and pony show anyway.
Oh, yeah, it is. We all know that. And let me tell you, you know, when I saw Pelosi go off on the reporter today, I was laughing because he triggered her. You know, they asked her, do you hate Trump? Oh, man, she got triggered and, you know, and everything. So, but my whole thoughts on this, you know, after this is over and done, nothing's going to happen. They're not going to get arrested.
No. Nothing at all. Like I told y'all, the IG report coming out.
Oh, there it is.
Criminal referrals and only investigated people at the FBI and DOJ at this point in time. So Comey, Clapper, Strzok, all those people, none of them were in this investigation whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm starting to see it because, you know, I have to agree with Virgil and what he was saying earlier, you know. The only thing that's going to happen, brother, is bloodshed.
Nope. I mean, it's right out there for everybody to see. They've been selling us away for decades on decades.
Yep.
Evidence there, and this last election drove them over the point. And how many different people have you now heard say on a hot mic that the American people are too smart to elect their leaders and that kind of stuff?
Right. Or vice versa, the American people are too stupid to know you know, they've heard that one and everything.
Oh,
but
that's
it's like,
what I was trying to say.
Yeah, you know, we've heard that. And the only thing that does is piss me off. I mean, you know. Maybe they're talking about the liberals.
I don't know, but there's no way this is gonna turn out well.
I don't know, and I see it, and like I said in the beginning, Virgil Russell, I don't know if you agree with me still or not, but I don't see 2020 happening. Your thoughts, Virgil?
Well, my thoughts are this. When Nancy Pelosi got up behind the podium, it was like Hitler getting up at Nuremberg in front of the crowd of people after he signed a non-aggression pact with Japan and declared war on the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call it what it really is, gentlemen. It's a declaration of war, plain and simple. It's not. It's gone beyond an impeachment, showboat, circus, clown show, whatever the fuck you want to call it. This is a declaration of war against the Constitution and the people of the United States of America, plain and simple. She just told you flat out. She just told 63 million people flat out that your opinion don't mean a fucking thing to us. Your vote don't mean a fucking thing to us. You're going to do what we tell you to do. You're going to bow, bend to the stick, or we're going to show you. Well,
yep. Here we are.
As far as I am concerned, what are we going to do? I can't do it by myself. Me and Russell can't do it by ourselves. Me and Russell and Joseph can't do it by ourselves.
Nope.
We can't do it.
But I tell you what, you know, I don't know, Bruce. I don't know. I mean, I've been talking to some others, and a lot of them ain't saying anything. They're hiding, being quiet, laying low till things break out. But
things have already broke out. Things have already broke out.
I was just getting ready to say, brother, it's been broken out.
I mean, what do we need? The so-called metaphor of the bombs dropping on Pearl Harbor before we realize Japan's going to attack us? What the fuck?
Right. Exactly.
Yep.
You got the standoff in New York. You got the bullshit anti-gun socialist bullshit going on in fucking Virginia. Now this impeachment bullshit. Okay? What more do you fucking need?
And I'm going to say this clear. Yes, we're handling things up here in New York, but we're only three guys. Derek is only one guy. We can't do it all. We did some damage. That's about all we did.
I mean, look at what you're playing with, okay? Look at what you're playing with. Okay, let's get the stats straight. Okay, let's not pull no punches. Let's get the stats straight. Okay,
exactly.
You're a conservative. Automatically, you're a fanatic. You're a white supremacist.
We're terrorists.
No. You're a white supremacist if you're a conservative. If you're a conservative pro gun owner, then that makes you a white supremacist and a terrorist. Okay? If you believe that people should earn their keep and keep what they earn, well, then you're a fascist.
Yeah.
You're a capitalist fascist. You know, you don't want people coming over the border illegally, you know. Oh, you stupid conservatives! You gun nuts,
you're
whatever. How is a guy wearing pants two sizes too big for him, using a piece of hay rope for a belt, torn up t-shirt, no shoes on, gonna take your job. I'm not worried about him taking his job. I'm worried about that motherfucker getting so fucking hungry he breaks in my house and kills my wife when I'm gone so he can get food.
Yeah. But here's the
That's
thing,
what
Virgil.
I'm worried about.
But here's the thing. If we kill them while they're trying to harm our family,
is,
as well.
There is no thing, Joseph. There is no thing.
Mm-hmm.
We've got an invasion coming in from the south. We've got insurgents inside of the government. We have a deep state. We have a socialist, communist leadership that has gained too much power in this country.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Hey, man, and look at California. Look at California.
Yeah.
And look at Canada. Son.
Yeah.
You can't see we're surrounded. We're surrounded on all fronts.
Yep.
We are surrounded on all fronts.
Yep. And you said that from the beginning, Virgil. You said that's what was going to happen, and here we are. But here's the thing.
Let me tell all these motherfuckers that's listening to this one good goddamn thing. Let me tell you one good goddamn thing.
Man.
I'm a United States Marine. Chesty Puller, he is one of the great gods that sits on the right-hand side of Odin. And let me tell you something. The greatest statement he ever made about being surrounded. Hot damn, we can shoot in any fucking direction we want.
Yeah. We can get some brand new dinners along the way. I had to throw that one out there.
I mean, today, I'm going to be serious. I'm going to be serious. I actually sat here in my little office chair by my desk where my gun ARs are hanging up right here, and I stared at them for a good 45 minutes to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say it, so fuck it. You know, they come knocking on my door, they come knocking on my door. But, I thought about leaving Susan a note. You catch me on TV. And I want to go shoot that bitch in the face so fucking bad it hurts. It
yep.
hurts. It hurts worse than that fucking heart attack I had.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. I mean, look what they're doing to that poor veteran there in New York that we're fighting so hard for. I mean, you know, he's one of the first.
We're talking about one POW. I'm talking about an entire country. Okay?
Yep.
You have to look at this. You have to look at this as terms. Okay, he's collateral damage. Sad
mm-hmm.
to say that, cold-hearted, he's collateral damage.
Yep.
How many others
yep.
are we going to risk to become collateral damage? You want to become collateral damage? Russell, you want to become collateral damage? Huh? I sure the fuck don't.
Right. Like you said many times, how many are we going to get before you come get us?
Well, it's also happened exactly the way I said it was going to happen. One person at a time.
Yep. Yep. But here's the thing that people aren't realizing. They think it's just a game and they're being too comfortable. They're way too comfortable. Oh, Trump's got this. We got the militias. Hold on, the militias actually in the room. Don't count on them. You count on some of them, but not all of them. You got to count on yourself.
Well,
am I wrong?
The fantasy that gives me a hard on better than Viagra or Cialis. Is to get, just get 2,000 people together
mm-hmm.
and just go up and start burning that motherfucker to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Set the hive on fire, set the den on fire, and when they come running out, shoot them down like the fucking mangy, dirty fucking dogs that they are. That's
yep.
what needs to be done. That's the only
yep.
thing I see.
Well, you know, we've been saying this all along, Wordle. I mean, we're at that point now.
I mean, I'm tired of the hypocrisy. I'm tired of the lies.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, I am sick and fucking tired of them picking on a 13-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that went way over the line. I don't care how
yep.
much she apologizes. Fuck her.
That was over. That was
she
over
stepped. She stepped way out of line on that.
Well, here's one
way
for you. You hear about the 16-year-old girl that got attacked by her teacher yesterday for wearing a Trump pin at school, and he ripped it right off her shirt.
Well, not only that, but there was a 17-year-old girl who came from St. Jude's Hospital for treatment for a malignant brain tumor back to Tennessee, and she's blind in one eye, and she's deaf, and she couldn't understand the orders that the TSA officer was giving her,
mm-hmm.
and her mother was trying to scream at him, she's deaf and blind, she don't understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't let the mother nowhere near her, and they slammed her on the ground and bust a big old pussy in her head against the floor.
Yep.
They suing the living shit out of the goddamn. They suing the living shit out of TSA in the airport now.
Yep, I saw that. I read that report. But I tell you, you know, anybody touches my kid like that, don't give me any bail money because I don't want to eat it.
Well. It's come down to the nut cut right here now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either speak up, stand up, you know, help, or just, you know, we're just going to all have to take it up the ass. Plain
yep.
and simple.
Either take
plain
it up
and
the
simple.
Or get out there and bleed it out.
Because this is dangerous. This is dangerous.
Yep. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. With that being said, you know, we're not playing a game. This ain't no damn game. This is serious. So, you know,
You cannot 100% trust a trial in the Senate.
No.
You have too many people in the Senate compromised.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes,
Along with this, you have people who are hotheads. You have people who are reactionary. You have
mm-hmm.
people who have bad understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You
now,
have people who
if they pull off some lone wolf shit and go off. Brother, it's going to get really, really, really funky.
Mm-hmm.
You want red flag won't be shit.
Yep. Why do you think I'm saying that ain't going to be 2020, Wordle?
This is dangerous. This is very, very dangerous, and I'm telling you what. You want to talk about the clock is ticking. They want to talk about the calendar and the clock. Well,
mm-hmm.
let me tell you what. That door swings both ways. That
yep.
door swings both ways. Not only for them, but for us. Because I'm going to tell
yep.
you what. Let me get this out there. When Trump starts hitting the campaign trail hot and heavy next year, which is going to be about, I'm going to say about May, it's going to really kick into high gear.
Mm-hmm.
You think you saw some shit in 2016 with them assholes, them Antifa assholes, and all of them other son of a bitches? You ain't
seen
shit
nothing.
Yet.
Yep.
And then Bloomberg's throwing his hat in there. Okay, Bloomberg's throwing his hat in there, so that leaves one running mate for him as vice president and one only. Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
Hillary Clinton. He will suck her toes, elbows, and asshole right now
mm-hmm.
in front of God and everybody. He
mm-hmm.
loves her. Okay. Then you got Creepy Joe with his hairy fucking legs. He's going to get Kamala, so that's going to be Creepy Joe and the whole ticket. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got the sleep. Then we got the sleeping giant. And don't sell her short. That woman, congressman, Democrat from Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Do not sell her short. Do not take your eye off of her.
Mm-hmm.
She is not doing any mudslinging. She's not coming up with these asinine plans. She's mm-hmm. playing it smart. She's sticking on the issues.
I've been watching her. And
that's right.
Seen anything negative.
Yeah,
negative.
You don't hear or see a Claymore until it's too fucking late.
Right.
Let me put it to you that way. And Russell can understand that. Everybody, if you don't understand me, ask Russell. You don't see or hear a Claymore till it's too fucking late.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the bullet that's coming right out, you can't
Somebody's mama or somebody's wife is getting a letter.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's gonna write a good letter.
Yep.
That's why we've been screaming our hearts out. But how many people are actually listening?
I have never.
I don't
go ahead, Russell.
I don't know if we're gonna make it to 2020 election. We may. I don't know. Because especially the Somalians up in Michigan, they're becoming more and more and more violent by the day.
Mm-hmm.
You have conservative Christians being attacked everywhere up north and out on the West Coast and stuff like that. There is zero tolerance
mm-hmm.
for anything but socialism.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do make it to the 2020 election, one side or the other is not going to think it's a legitimate election. One, because we know how bad the fraud and everything is. We know
mm-hmm.
where the voting machine, who owns the company that makes them. I told y'all, a month ago that this thing was not going to go to the Senate and die. And
right.
We've got a real problem on our hands. Berger was correct. We are probably at the most dangerous time in the history of our country since our founding.
Yeah. All
right?
And this is December.
This is where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm. This is December. Like I said, it would be. We're going to be where the most roughest part will be either November or December.
And if anybody's got any hopes of Pelosi getting voted out, Maxine Waters, Swardell, any of them California cocksuckers that's perpetrating all of this, let me tell you something about California. California will take a poll and see who people are going to vote for. And if that poll isn't to their favor, what they do is they manipulate the district lines, voter district lines. They do it all the time. That's why these assholes got elected in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And California will do this every fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
It's legalized rigged election is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, but look at all the illegal voters they got in there.
Well, I mean, come on, man. The SEC, Federal Election Commission, where are these guys? We know without a doubt anybody's mind that the 2016 Democratic primary was rigged.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at the voter fraud that was had with Hillary Clinton's recount with that popular vote that she supposedly won.
I don't know.
Said, you know what? She didn't win it. Is it too much fraud?
Well, what I was trying to get to is neither side is going to trust what comes out. The lines are drawn. One side has zero tolerance to even talk about anything. It's going to be their way, and they don't care what they have to do it. And on the other side of the equation, you have American citizens, patriots, unhyphenated Americans of all colors, creeds, and religion sitting there going, well, we've had about all this we're going to take. And there's no middle ground left. There's absolutely no middle ground left. So short of massive arrests that need to happen, this thing, this powder keg just sitting there waiting for somebody to drop by and flip the cigarette out the window.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just like taking a propane bottle. You know, you go to Walmart and buy a full propane bottle, and you grab a blowtorch and you light it, and you tell Bubba, here, hold my beer and watch this shit, and then you hit it to the side of the tank and heat it up. Well, I don't need to stay around and watch what's going to happen, Clyde. You know, I pretty much got common sense. You know,
right.
If we look at things along them lines, you know, hell is coming to breakfast, fellas. Hell is coming to breakfast. My question is, who is Epstein going to vote for? Is he going to vote for Bloomberg or he's going to vote for Biden?
Yeah.
Right. I think he's probably a Biden voter.
Ouch.
Yeah, did you see the last rally? He's licking fingers now. He's licking fingers.
Yeah. I saw that one. I saw the last one. He did one today where he got jumped where a gentleman called him out about Hunter and everything in the UK, and Joe Biden got a little upset and called him a liar and, you know, stuff. I saw that one, so.
You know.
He also called the guy fat.
Yeah. So, hey, you know. My body only had like 30 people there. Sorry, but. Go ahead.
So,
well,
know.
That would just make my skin crawl to see him get up and make a State of the Union address, you know, and talk about his hair on his legs, you know, children rubbing the hair on his legs. You know, could you see that standing up in front of the Senate and the Congress talking about the hair on his legs and corn pop? Boy, that was, that guy really needs to, I mean, Hunter Biden, you know, he's a crooked son of a bitch too, but he needs to look into a nursing home for Joe.
I don't know if he has dementia or what, but something's wrong with the guy. You know.
Yeah, he's definitely not firing on all 8 cylinders.
The answer to that question, what's wrong with Joe Biden? The answer to that question is a lot.
Yep. So, you know, I bet people are I see comments, you know, from this one lady, older lady, say, oh, he's a good man. He's this, he's that. I'm like, are you crazy? The guy that likes, he makes comments about his hairy legs and stuff like that, and they're going to support him? She didn't say anything. Yeah.
Well, I don't know, man. They don't have a viable candidate at this point.
Well, Bloomberg, it's like we said this many times. They don't care. They know it, you know, they don't care if they put it after the public. They don't care.
Now, Bloomberg shot himself in the foot a long time ago when he came out with that statement about that stop and frisk, that young black men are the reason we have so much crime in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a real smart thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was some hero shit right there. He couldn't have done more damage to himself if he would have been trying.
I mean, he'd have come out better wrapping himself in a sheet and lighting a cross.
Well, his latest remark was about Hispanics. Did you see that one? Where he was saying, you know, the Hispanics are too stupid to you know, they're voting for Trump, so they're too stupid to vote for
Hispanics. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, guys. These people say these things. Hillary Clinton gets up on a talk show and says all black people look alike. You know, whether it's a joke or not. Okay, Bloomberg says this shit about young black men are the reason we have so much crime in the United States. And you got these other people making remarks about the Hispanics and Crazy Joe. They're going to put you back in chains and all of this kind of shit here. But none of this blows up. You know, the blackface, hell, this son of a bitch got elected governor in Virginia. You know,
but let
Kellyanne Conway, let Ivanka Trump, let Donald Trump Jr. or any of them say any shit like that, it's an atomic bomb.
Mm-hmm.
It's an atomic fucking bomb. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, Fox News, you know, it has gone to shit in a lot of ways. But I'm going to tell you something. Mm-hmm. Kellyanne Conway this morning, she fired off. She fired off. And if y'all want to look at that YouTube, the YouTube video of Kellyanne Conway on Fox News this morning, that woman now, I wouldn't want her shooting at me. I can tell you that right now. I wouldn't want her with the red ass at me.
No, sir.
And the first lady right now, as far as I'm concerned, has a federal legal license to throat punch the piss out of any one of them. I guarantee you. She has the right to throat punch the piss out of Nancy Pelosi and the whole goddamn bunch of them son of a bitches. From Chuck Schumer on down.
Mm-hmm. Including that libtard that made that remark about Barron.
Kellyanne Conway, it wasn't an act. You can tell when somebody is acting. You can tell when somebody's faking, you know, emotions. She was not faking emotions this morning, son. I'm telling you right now, if she'd have been within 10 feet of Nancy Pelosi this morning, I goddamn guarantee you the first thing she would have got her hands on, she'd have broke it over her ass. She had smoke coming out of her ear, bro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, hey, you know... I don't know, brother. I don't know what else we can say or do. I mean, we put it all out there on the table, and here we are. You know?
Well, yeah, you know, but I don't know. I just, for some reason, I keep going back to what that moving those troops into Saudi and stuff like that. And thought we were pulling out away from all that stuff. Now we got 14,000 troops there with another 7,000 possibly headed that way. Once again, the question I've asked for 35, 40 years, why are we still protecting Saudi Arabia if we're energy independent?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. I know there's
that is correct.
That's
a good question. That's a good question. And the reason I don't answer it, Russell, I don't have an answer. I do not have an answer.
But
you know,
something's going on, that's for sure, but we don't know what it is.
Well, the only thing I can say is that some money changed hands. We have always been the police force for the UN. We've always been the piggy bank for the UN, and we've always been their bitch since 1946.
Mm-hmm.
All this will stop when we get out of the UN and when we drop the big one on Mecca. Then we will have world peace. You will not hear another fucking word out of them son of a bitches for 100 years.
Right. And we've been saying that for a while. But here's the thing. Nancy Pelosi even went up there to the UN and said, you know, we're still in the climate change. Well, who in the hell made her president after Trump went and said, we're pulling out?
Well, I mean, there's been so many violations of the Logan Act that...
Joseph brought up a good point. Okay, if Pelosi and all these motherfuckers are so head over heels over this climate change bullshit, what the fuck are they doing approving sending troops to Saudi Arabia to produce more fossil fuels to contribute to global warming? That is what that now. Answer that question.
Why are they still pumping gas in our cars and using electricity if it contributes to climate change? Just saying.
I don't see Nancy Pelosi putting a for sale sign on a $300,000 gas guzzling Ferrari that she drunk drives in all over California.
Well, Nancy Pelosi's husband worked for a Ukrainian company. He quietly shut down about 2 months ago when all this got started. Biden's son, Romney's son, all work for the Ukraine energy company, which we all know now is Burisma, is nothing but a huge money laundering operation for
Did I tell you who I got a friend request from Facebook?
Yes.
Steve Wilson himself is head CEO of your friend gas company, yes, sir. I'm like, why the hell is he sending me a friend request?
Accept it. Accept it.
I haven't accepted yet. I wonder if I should or not. So I read his profile. He's the head CEO of Ukraine Gas Company up there. And I was like, wow, what a coincidence. Should I accept it? His name is Steve Wilson, head CEO of the Ukraine Gas Company, where all this attention is on him. Of all things.
I'd accept it.
I would too.
You might get a job up there making $50,000 a month.
Well, if I did, I'll be taking you and Russell with me.
See.
I tell you what, I bet I'd make a fortune up there with a Russian midget stripper nightclub.
But I was just sitting there thinking that earlier, you know, and I've been pondering about it for the last couple of days. Well, should I accept it? Should I delete it?
You get a lot of rubles for a dollar, too.
Yeah, right. So, but I'm like, is this guy legit or is he, a fake profile? So, it's legit.
Check it out.
Head CEO of UK Gas Oil Company.
I'd accept it and message him and tell him, send me the dirt. Send me the evidence.
Right, maybe he wants us to do a story for him. Who knows? But I'll accept it to find out what's going on. But I'm just gonna wonder if I should or shouldn't, you know, with all this crazy BS going on.
Go ahead.
I will do that. We'll see what's going on. I'll keep you guys informed, let you know what's going on, you know. But I don't know. It's just weird. But here's the thing, you know, we're just three guys, and we're doing what we can to save our country. You know, you need us, we're there. But come on, guys, you got to get off of your asses and do things for yourself as well. We can't do it all. just putting that out there. You know, we can't do all of that.
I mean, it's like, you know, it's like we discussed what I said. People, I don't understand where their line is. Do they not understand what's going on? Are they too comfortable? I mean, where's your line? Where is your line in the sand?
They are too comfortable. I'll say that right now. They're too comfortable and depending on people like us to be informed.
Maybe we should tell them that the Democrats in Congress are hoarding all of the Popeye's chicken sandwiches, and then they'll go up there and start some shit.
Right, right. You know, and the only reason we're helping this vet because, you know, we had connections and he served our country. And this is our obligation to help him for what he did for our country. That's why we're helping Alex Boot. So, you know, that's the only reason why we're doing it, because he deserves that help. So, and he got it. I would do it for any veteran out there that needs it, you know. But don't expect us to do it all. I mean, sheesh.
Well, I'm doing it for the money and all the women. Oh, wait, we don't have any of that or those. Never mind.
Hell, if we had all that, Russell, we would have our own private midget strippers dancing for us, you know? We don't even get revenue for this show anymore, so hell.
Yeah, I had somebody that I got in a conversation with as a friend of one of my friends on my friends list. And they're moving from Ohio to Apple Valley, California.
Oh,
they're
my
so
God.
Excited. Yeah, oh my God. They're so excited. Can't wait to get there. I said, well please keep me posted on that. Please keep me posted on your happiness when you get to California.
I
was talking to a buddy today. He was telling me that in order to live in the city of California is like New York. He has to have at least $5,000 a month income coming in just to make it. Good luck.
I don't know.
That's like, you know, burning your house down, giving away everything you own after that. Then walking over to your neighbor's house and say, hey, just for the fun of it, kick me in the nuts.
That's what they're practically doing in California. They're getting kicked in the nuts and they don't want to do anything about it, anything for it, you know? You can rub some icy hot on it and see what happens. Maybe you might.
I mean, I said it before and I'll say it again. You know, the only way you're going to prove me wrong is have the Center for Disease Control, you know, write me out of scientific analysis. But stupidity has become an airborne virus, fellas. It's become an airborne virus, and there's no vaccine.
Yeah. Look, they got a 16-year-old going around telling people, you better believe me about this climate change because I'm telling you to. You got to believe me.
Okay, let me ask you something. Let me give you a perfect example. Okay, if every polar ice cap we have melted, do you know how much that would raise the sea levels?
Quite a lot. Half of California and San Francisco would be underwater.
Zero. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Go right down to the kitchen, get your glass, put ice in it, pour you some water and tea in it, all right?
Well, that's
so,
true, but you have to have an awful lot of ice.
If that theory worked, if that theory was true, that glass would overflow when the ice cubes melted, but they don't, do they?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing, Russell.
Have you
here's
ever seen glass overflow from melting ice?
Yeah. So I had the glass filled up too full.
No, I'm talking about stupid shit.
No.
Virgil?
Nope, I haven't.
So,
now here's the thing.
Know, I mean,
NASA came out with a report saying that climate change is a hoax. They have proof stating there's nothing wrong with the climate. It's a natural occurrence.
The worst part of this, and I'm sure I'm stepping on some toes and opening a can of worms here, and are the Christians. No, I'm not talking about the real Christians. I'm talking about the religious Christians.
The lukewarm ones?
Yes. The religious ones who sit in judgment, go to church, they have no relationship, yada, 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 on and on and on. Those are the ones I'm talking about. If they get out and vote, it would... It would be beyond a landslide, all right? But they don't vote because so many, well, you know, he says things, this and that, no, and this and that. But the biggest thing of it is their judgment of others and stuff like that. These people will not vote. They believe they're going to be magically whisked away before anything bad happens. And then what comes with the... apocalypse is just for us evil cigar whiskey smoking sticking dollar bills and midget strippers Eastern kind of people, you know. So
honestly
do not care.
Yeah,
their religious beliefs, they think they're just going to get whisked away.
And the preacher at my mother's church, God rest her soul, you know, I'm not saying that I hate my mother or anything, but Russell, I got to admit it, he is talking about my mother all the way. We used to get into it all the time. I mean, my mother was a beautiful woman. She was a loving woman, but she was the biggest hypocrite you ever wanted that walked the face of the earth.
Right.
She went to church three times a week. She went to church three times a week. Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon prayer meeting, and Wednesday prayer meeting. But was the biggest hypocrite in the world. Okay. Oh, I'm going to heaven. Well, Mama, what about in the Bible where it says only 144,000 are going to heaven? You know, don't you think them tickets already been sold, you know, since Jesus was a nail banger? And I would get called everything but the child of God when I said stuff like that.
Right.
You know, there's a lot to be said, you know. There's a lot to be said. I mean, they're mostly full of shit. But there's a lot to be said for those Jehovah's Witnesses hitting the nail on the head a lot of times. And one thing that Jehovah's Witnesses are adamant about is that the United Nations is a tool of Satan. And we are seeing that on a daily basis.
Yep.
We are seeing that on a daily basis. That's what I got to put points on the scoreboard for that one. For the Jehovah's Witnesses on that.
The whole world knows that they are full of Satan. No, we've known that for years. You know, but the thing is, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, here's the thing on that is that, you know, yeah, you know, I get questioned a lot on this part, but, you know, I am saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, but don't call me a Christian. I don't believe in religion. I believe in having a relationship. I don't believe in none of that.
Well,
religion.
also you have to look, you know, you have to look at Nostradamus. I mean, a lot of people, you know, they say it's fake, they say it's fraud, but I mean, Nostradamus has pretty much hit the nail on the head too.
For over 500 years.
I mean,
years,
the man predicted. He put a plaque in his grave. He had a plaque. Mm-hmm. He specifically requested a plaque be put in his grave with the date on it that the grave robbers would come and try and rob his grave.
Well, he's been spot on.
I mean,
I'm an astronomer's father. Okay. Believe me, a lot of the things that he's predicted has hit right on, like Virgil said, right on the nail.
And one thing that scares me, fire will fill the sky and it will come from Persia.
Mm-hmm.
And what is Iran and Iraq? What part of the ethnic scope is that?
What God say in the Bible?
That is Persia. That is Persia. That is not Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
That is not an Arabic nation. That is a Persian. That is Persian territory.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say keep an eye on what he's looking at towards Mecca. But what did God say in the Bible when he was going to destroy the earth? What was he going to destroy it with? Fire. Can't hide from it, can't escape from it. The Democrats can't hide from it. And when we go, they're all going with us.
Okay, I'm sorry. can we get back to the Jehovah Witnesses for a second?
Sorry, Russ. That's just something I had to blurt out there. Go ahead.
Anybody listening out there, anybody listening to the show tonight, if you ever banged a Jehovah Witness girl, call in.
No.
Because inquiring minds need to know.
The reason I know I'm going to hell is I did bang a deaf chick. And it was funny.
I did bang a liberal chick about 2-3 years ago, and I tell you, I was running for my life afterwards after she found out I was a Trump supporter. I had to sneak out the back door, man. All she was saying was, fuck Trump, fuck Trump, fuck you, fuck Trump. So, the true story, by the way. So, anyway, are you guys left still there with me?
Yeah, we're still here. And another thing, too. If you pick up a chick in a bar, especially in Morgan City, Louisiana, okay, and she asks you to stop at the store and buy her a pack of cigarettes, okay, she's looking for a stepdaddy for her kids, okay? Kick her out the car and drive off. Drive very fast.
Right. Hey, we got just a few minutes before we go on break. Do you guys want to continue, or do you want to call it early night, or?
That depends on Russell. He's the one got to get up early and go look through that scope and left, right. He got to go look at that pole through that little scope.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Well, you know, actually, there hasn't much whole lot changed or anything. I'm good with calling Eddie. I'll carry on, but I do need to hit the rack.
All right, brother.
Yeah, catch your rack, brother. We're making it early night.
All right, man. Well,
have a safe weekend, brother.
I'll do the same. America, good night. We love you guys. Wake up. It's now or never.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jack, if I hear more news in New York, I'll let you know.
And if I end up going live next week, I'll be in Washington and I didn't have enough of this shit.
So, but anyway, yeah, we'll go ahead and close the show a bit early and everything. And if anything develops with Alex Biss and everything during that time, I'll let y'all know. Right now, it's like very, very quiet, so I'm pretty sure there's some things being worked on, and Derek will get with me on this and everything. So I'll keep you all up to date. Virgil, I'll contact you the minute I hear anything and stuff. So all of you tune in Monday night. Y'all have a safe weekend and everything, and hopefully y'all can survive this bipolar weather due to climate change. But anyway, we'll close off for now. Virgil, I'll see y'all later. Love you, brother.
All right, everybody. As they said on Soul Train, peace, love, and soul. We out of here.